Message number 1315. With wisdom comes the ability to see the truth. Wednesday, January 21, 2015 at 2024. My dearly beloved daughter, wisdom is a gift given to man by the power of the Holy Spirit. For all the riches, powers, and precious stones gleaned on earth which man may gain, he has nothing if he does not possess the gift of wisdom. With wisdom comes the ability to see the truth which was given by God to the human race through the prophets. Wisdom, unfortunately, is a rare thing in the world today. By succumbing to all things created by man for man, you will fail to see all that is hidden beneath the layers of seductive, soothing vapors that cover the world because of man's pursuit of every pleasure, every act, every word, and spiritual stimulation which does not come from God. Man is born into the world naked, vulnerable, and reliant on others to feed and clothe him. He is born with a body and soul, and he will leave the world with nothing, including the garments that clothe him. Man learns from man, but he must also learn from the Word of God. Any extra knowledge can be a great bonus, but if used unwisely can cause terrible pain to others. If knowledge is used wisely, it can fulfill God's plan to help and nurture His children. The human race is being deceived about the truth. This great deceit sucks the knowledge in the human spirit dry. Sin is no longer merely accepted but is considered a virtue. Virtue is now frowned upon, and soon the mere mention of my name in public will be deemed to be a crime. The devil's influence twists the human mind and turns everything back to front. The devil is the antithesis of God, and so if God says that something is right, then he, the evil one, will convince you that it is wrong. Right will be deemed to be wrong, and an evil deed or word will be declared to be right. All sin deplorable in the eyes of God will be justified, and this will include every form of evil. Sin will never be mentioned in the New World Church to come, and acts carried out by those who desire to uphold the Word of God will become illegal. And so wisdom, a gift from God, will be lacking in your society as the human race embraces acts that are condemned by God. If the world tells you that the Word of God should be ignored and insists that you participate in acts which amount to mortal sin, then I cannot save you. Man is being urged to applaud every cunning law that denies the Word of God, and my enemies are extremely active in altering the course of history. All good things which stem from the Christian faith will soon disappear until the day comes when you will be persecuted for receiving the holy sacraments. But for every wicked act carried out by those who despise me, God will pour His Spirit over His own to counteract this evil. Were He not to do this, there would be little hope in salvaging His children from the grip of darkness. Satan has manifested his influence in every corner of the world. Those he seduces are his willing agents, and delight when they overcome all opposition from God's people so as to bring the world to its knees. But God, because of His love for you, will ensure that wisdom granted to man through the power of the Holy Spirit becomes the armor by which His loyal servants will use to steer people away from the smoke of Satan. The light of God will shine brightly amongst His people, and under His protection they will uphold His word and lead others into the spirit of wisdom. Souls who truly know me will be drawn to God's gift of wisdom, for she will shine like the sun and bring comfort to all God's people who will be despised when they openly profess their love for God. Evil will not, nor can it, overcome the gift of wisdom which God will soon bequeath to all those who love Him. Then nothing shall stand in God's way as he strides ahead to garner every nation into his loving and safe arms. All religions, all souls, all nations will be given the gift of wisdom. But it can only be received by those who truly love God, for only through their love for him will they be able to pray for those who want nothing to do with him. Your Jesus.